And welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
I got it right that time.
You got it right that
time. It took
time.
Me a few takes
if
to get the opening
baseball,
this morning.
He'd been out. If we were in baseball. Hey.
I walked the first couple batters there.
Right.
But it's September 26th today.
So I know.
And what about baseball?
If you had to get it done in September, you got 4 days.
You have until Friday.
4 days. Until Friday. You're
going
to do it in September. If you made some promise to yourself that you were going to do something in September.
Just a few days left.
Okay, so keep that in mind. So Friday's the last day of September.
Yes.
Arnold Palmer died yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's not baseball. That's golf.
I know, but it's sports.
Yeah.
And so, that was a sad. He was a Lion. You know, he was really a Lion.
I didn't know that there was anything going on. I had not heard that he was sick or anything like that.
Yeah, neither.
Mm-hmm. And then he was in the
University of Pittsburgh Hospital.
Wow.
For surgery.
Right. What I thought you were going to say with baseball is the Marlins pitcher?
Jose Fernandez.
Or one of the Marlins players that passed away in a car accident. Or a boat accident.
Yeah, they hit a jetty. Going at high speed, 3 o'clock in the morning, hit a jetty, all three of them were killed. He was a big player. He was 24 years old. He was an all-star. And that's sad. He's from Cuba.
Sad.
Yeah. He tried three times to leave Cuba. Listening to that story this morning. He tried three times to leave Cuba. He finally made it at age 15.
Wow.
So he tried three times before the age of 15 to get out of Cuba. Wow. I'm so glad that there's some detente, some relationship building between Cuba and the United States. It's really long overdue.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, that was a sad story. His death and two other players and the passing of Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
So, sort of a milestone.
It was a challenging week for
sports.
Mm-hmm. And for people who, you know, just thinking about, you know, people who look at some of those athletes and say, you know, that's what I want to be, you know, that's what I aspire to be, and you look up to them and then, you know, the untimely passing of them. So, but that's not what we're going to talk about completely today. That just was something that happened
in the news, right?
In the news. So, but today's Monday. So we're going to talk about, you know, how we're going to get our week off to a good start. And so hopefully you all spent the weekend working hard and having a good time, you know, sticking with your plans, sticking with things. But what we're going to talk about today is the fact that sometimes, no matter how hard we work, no matter how hard we're trying, we do slip up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We do have those situations, those opportunities, I guess I could call it, where we backslide, where we fail to meet our own standards for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk a little bit about what we do in those kinds of situations.
Right, because as most of you know now, who've been listening, I'm working on this myself. And every once in a while, you do fall short. I call it fall or fail, fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you fall off the wagon, and sometimes you fail to meet your goals that day. When you do that, just don't torture yourself. Don't get discouraged.
Right.
That's the main thing, because what we want to do is we want to stay motivated. You said long ago that you have to get to that point where motivation carries you through.
Right.
You know, the first couple of weeks are really the most difficult time. Once you start to see some results,
mm-hmm.
in fact, I have to tell you, one of the listeners wrote in. Actually, she left a voicemail or something that she liked the way we handled dropping the pants on Friday. Remember, I said your pants fall off.
That's right.
And she said, "Dr. Bernie did a good job of handling that one." And I said, "You should have been here to watch him when I said that." But she got a big kick out of that. But so she is a friend. But she said that was sort of the highlight of her week when we were talking about pants falling off.
There's a lot of self-control.
Right.
That was used.
But what I meant was, you begin to feel the effects. You feel less bloated. You feel a little bit lighter. You feel a little bit more energetic. And that motivation carries you through. So on those days when you fall off, get back on.
Right.
Recommit to your goals and get back on your schedule. Get back on your commitment.
Right. Well, and absolutely. Because we're going to have those times when we are not doing as well as we would like to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest also. Just because you're making success doesn't mean that every day is going to feel great.
That's right.
There's going to be those times where, despite the fact that you're making progress, despite the fact that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
things kind of stall a little bit.
That's right.
And that's to be expected. That's okay. You just have to stick with it. And that's the those are the times when we really need to work hard, mm-hmm. to have that, you know, determination, that motivation to say, you know what, I know that this is what I need to be doing. I know that this is the direction I'm supposed to be heading. Mm-hmm. So I just need to stick to it and get through this tough spot.
That's right. Because you're gonna hit two kinds of plateaus. Number one, you're not going to see daily progress.
Right.
You might see weekly progress. You will on occasion feel really good some mornings. You're going to wake up and feel really, really terrific. You're not going to feel really, really terrific every morning.
Right.
Okay. So don't think of progress on a daily basis. Think of it on a weekly basis.
Right.
You know, we don't try to lose weight every day.
Right.
You try to lose weight every week.
Right. You're not going to be able to get the show opener every morning.
That's right. You can't hit a home run every day. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
I messed up this morning.
What? You did?
I still...
Did you?
I'm still disappointed. No. I messed up with the opening of the show.
Oh, I thought maybe
multiple
times. I thought maybe you ate bread or something.
No, I don't really
have any
of that stuff now.
Okay.
But mess up other ways.
Right, right.
Like I wanted to go for a run last night.
Didn't do it.
Yeah. Didn't do it.
I went for a walk yesterday. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be chasing you down pretty soon.
I'm going to go running tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. As long as it doesn't rain and you know, that thunder starts around.
Well, we ran into one yesterday.
Yeah. So, but the plateaus, you know, when we hit those plateaus, we just have to stick to it. You just have to stay with it because what we don't realize or really contemplate when we're at those plateaus, we just think, oh, we're not making progress anymore. This isn't working. Mm-hmm. But what we fail to really notice or recognize is the progress that was already made.
Right.
You know, you went up a significant hill, mm-hmm. at least a hill, to get where you are now, to get to the top of that plateau.
Right.
So to go back now would be to undo all of the work that you've done.
Right.
So in the very least, staying with what you're doing now, mm-hmm. is going to keep you where you are now, which is better than where you were.
That's right. That's right. The worst is behind you.
Right.
That's the way I look at it now. The worst, I've overcome that first couple of weeks.
Right.
Now, I'm going to start seeing some benefits. So now is no time to stop. But you're going to reach a second kind of plateau. You know, the first plateau you're going to reach is you're not going to feel great every day. The other thing that's going to happen is you're going to notice that your progress slows.
Right.
And that's the second time when people give up. They say, well, this isn't working. It's too much work. It's too much effort. Too much denial. No. You're going to hit those plateaus. You have to soldier through. You have to work through those plateaus. It'll all start working again. But that's the way our bodies work. It's going to reach a level of homeostasis. Mm-hmm. You know, you sort of get back into balance. But you keep going, and you're going to overcome those plateaus. So you're going to hit two kinds of plateaus. Don't worry about those. Just work through them.
Yeah.
You'll get better.
You'll get better.
Things are going to continue working for you. And you'll feel motivated. You'll wake up again. You'll wake up one day and say, oh, it is working.
Right.
So stay with it.
Right. Those plateaus come for lots of different reasons. Some are predictable. Some are unpredictable.
That's right.
You know, the predictable ones we've talked about many times before. Stress. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what you're doing, no matter how hard you're working, even when you're doing everything right, if you're really stressed, if you are experiencing a significant amount of internalized stress, it's going to slow your progress.
It's going to slow you down.
It's going to put you in a plateau.
And you can't, I mean, you can do something about the stress. You can't avoid stressful situations.
Right.
So on occasion, stress is going to come up and slow you down a little bit.
Right.
But you can work through that. We've talked about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So you got to stick with it, and you got to push through it. I know that, you know, we've been doing this show now. This is the start of the third week. Mm-hmm. And so for those of you who have been listening to us and working to sort of follow along as we're offering the recommendations and that encouragement, you know, this is the time frame in which it's going to be a little bit tough because you're making that transition from, hey, this is neat and new. Now we're, you know, now we're trying to get into this, making this and ensuring that this becomes a habit.
That's right.
And that's a very tough, this is a tough phase. Mm-hmm. This week and next week will be a very tough phase, so you got to work through it.
Right. You know, the other thing I thought about this weekend, I remember last week we were talking about Jackie Gleason, and he would get on the scale every Saturday night for his TV show. One of the things that's really helped me is knowing that I'm going to come in here and talk about my own journey, my own struggle. It's a struggle. Knowing that I'm going to face you guys every morning, it's like, okay, I gotta. So if you're on if you're trying to do this, maybe you ought to bring somebody else, mm-hmm. friends or mm-hmm. family members into the yeah. process, and that will keep you going because they'll be asking you about it, and that will also help you stay on track. If you're right. doing it secretly, it's easy to stop. But right. if you're doing it publicly, there are expectations, and that'll get right. you through those rough spots. It yeah. might help you get through the rough spots. So you may want to think about bringing somebody else, your children, a spouse, a friend, a family member, somebody, a coworker, and that'll keep you motivated because you know, oh, I got to face workers mm-hmm. on Monday, so I better yeah. stay. I better continue.
Yeah,
soldier through.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, I hope that's helpful. Just
get off to a good start.
Just to encourage you to get back on. If you had a rough weekend, just get back on the wagon.
Right.
It's all right.
Right. It's easier during the week than it is on the
weekends.
Welcome.
You're welcome back on the wagon. It's all
right. Wagon always has room.
That's right. So today, you know, make sure you're getting out and doing your exercise. Make sure that you're eating wisely.
Right.
And eat some vegetables today.
Right.
You know, vegetables are... The more colorful the vegetables, the better.
The better they
you know,
are
we
for
certainly
you.
We certainly want those nice green leafy vegetables.
Yeah. Dark
not
colors.
Not so much the iceberg lettuce, but more the romaine,
kale
and some of those.
Kale is the worst
darker
thing that's
green.
Happened to our diet, I think. Kale.
I don't know.
Leeks. Kale's a decorative vegetable.
Leeks.
Not a consumable, edible vegetable. It should be just like in street roundabouts, you know, to decorate the streets. It's not for eating.
He says that, but there's somebody here in the office that eats kale salads.
And they'd rather eat my front lawn. Okay, so get Monday off
alfalfa
to a good start.
Grass is better than kale. You heard that here first.
That's
before
right.
anywhere else.
That's right. Give me some Kentucky bluegrass any day.
Man, that would do something to your digestive system. I'm not sure. So, but yeah, you know, eating nice, colorful, and leafy
yeah.
greens, colorful veggies. Mm-hmm. It's all good stuff. So, and exercise as always. So, all right. So tomorrow is Tuesday, and tomorrow will be
in the news.
Mental health in the news, and so we have a pretty interesting article that we'll be talking about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, come back, join us, and you know, of course, as always, join us in on the conversation by writing to us. Mm-hmm. You know, let us know what you think, what you would like for us to talk about. We have some good stuff planned for this
good
week.
Good week. Good week coming up.
So stay tuned, and we'll see you again bright and early tomorrow morning. So have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Good day.
Bye-bye.